Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Glenn Ordway, Lou Merlone, and Christian Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
What Christian's complaint is, I like the music today.
I'm not saying I want to know if it's his music. I mean, he, you know, what he does is he becomes a follower, you know, and then he just, you know, he's basically riding Ryan's coattails and
doing
all of Ryan's stuff where he needs to have his own personality.
Doesn't matter.
Like, be yourself.
I'm playing tested music, bro.
So you're asking.
I still tested music, bro. Yes, bro. Hey, bro, I've been ready for 20 years, bro.
So why don't you help the guy out a little bit, the same way that he took LB in? Why don't you take in?
You want me? You want him to live?
I got two kids.
No, I don't want to.
My
hang
wife
out
loves football no kids. Players.
No. I want no kids. Zero kids. Not that I don't love my own, but I'm kind of sick of them. And the only if I'm sick of my own,
on,
I damn sure don't want to be with
work
anybody
it.
Else's.
Work it. Beep.
I get it. You don't like short keep kids or short people.
No I don't problem. Like what? Get but what?
I'm going to just turn my mic off and get back to producing.
Thank you.
I'm going to get the next song in line.
Boy, these people on the Greg Hill text line here are destroying Cassius Marsh.
Who?
The reason Marsh thinks the Patriots don't serve lunch is because he signed after breakfast and got cut before lunch. It's not like
a texter makes a great point here.
By the way, there is such a thing as a Seahawk.
Okay.
It's an Osprey.
What?
It's an Osprey. That's what people... There are numerous texters.
The Seahawk that represents the Seattle Seahawks is not a real animal.
I'm telling you.
It isn't.
These
it
people
was not...
These are animal
it.
Lovers, not like you, who are coming
type
up...
Type
whoa,
type
we're just
up.
Taking the word of the text line? No.
I know.
Yeah,
thank
not?
You.
Why not?
Thank you.
I don't know the answer.
Why not?
Answer, I'm not
no.
taking the word.
I'm telling you, they did not create the logo. It was not inspired by a Western Osprey.
Okay, I'll take your word.
Chris, do you even know what it looks like?
What
I would
what
look
like?
It up, but it'll take 10 hours for it to come up on my computer.
An Osprey
is
no.
a Seahawk.
Thank you.
Oh, fills it in for me. Thank you.
An don't Osprey,
the,
right?
Don't the Seahawks have a like, pregame ritual where a bird flies down to
yes,
the field?
Yes, they
actual,
do that.
An Osprey,
yeah, but
it's
they,
an Osprey.
But they paint it.
The Osprey
they make it
wait,
look
wait.
Like. The,
listen,
the,
listen. You're telling me the mascot doesn't
hey,
look like the
on.
Real animal?
Hold on.
Yeah.
They allow the animal activists
yes.
allow them
oh,
to paint a bird with like what oil paint? Yeah. What are you talking
so
about?
So Christian, according to the Google. The
uh-oh.
Osprey, or more specifically, the Western Osprey, Pandion haliotus, also called Seahawk, Riverhawk, and Fishhawk.
I see that. I will tell you
you're wrong.
That it was created based on like
no
fiction.
The Seahawk.
I'm telling you, no,
the Osprey.
I have no clue.
Yeah, they
not,
were.
You
play
for their franchise.
They're lying.
No
they stole it
that
from nature.
That is not a real Seahawk that they use. Yep. They take a different bird, they kind of paint it, and they make it
what
look like
what kind of bird
this,
do they use?
I don't know, like an eagle hawk.
I don't know.
So
no, it's a seahawk. It's an osprey.
Eagle's different than a hawk. Okay. You played is for the franchise anything, and you didn't know. Any, you're like Cassius Marsh. You played for the
7 years.
You have no clue.
But we just showed you via Wikipedia that it's a Seahawk.
I don't believe it.
A River Hawk or a Fish Hawk.
I'm looking at it too.
A type of Osprey.
I've never seen in 7 years in Seattle, not once was there ever any mention that the mascot that and the logo that was on our helmet was a real bird. Something that they use
the
as
Western
like,
Osprey.
I think they changed
Andy,
it
it's,
when I left.
It's more likely in the 7 years he was there, he didn't give a rat's ass about the logo and about the bird, whether it was like, real bird. Did you ever ask anybody? No, he didn't care.
Do you think the Patriot right is named after a specific guy?
It is.
Bill the Patriot. He went up to New Hampshire, got old Big Bertha,
and
brought
so
it down
the
to
Seahawk
Willa Mahana.
Is the you don't have a lunch, period.
Still whining.
By the way,
you told
Greg Hill you'd help him out with some questions for Bill Belichick. That's a good question for the first week. Bill, why is it you don't feed the players lunch?
That is a good question.
It's a perfect question.
The 508 lunch, period.
The 508 wants to know.
What's the best kind of athlete?
A hungry athlete.
Oh, God.
Bill takes it literally.
There will be a lot of those.
So we all saw this yesterday. Jazina Anderson, where's she working for now? She's not working for ESPN.
Independent.
Anymore.
She's not with an outlet.
Okay.
That's
she
right.
Podcasting? Is she like?
I don't know what
website?
She's doing.
She's still connected though.
Yeah. Yes. So she had this update
Her
yesterday.
Rolodex though is not as good as it used to be.
Yeah. She had this update on N'Keal Harry. Like you know, people really care, but you know, because she's still doing it nationally. Update as dialogue continues with the team. I'm told the current plan is for Patriots wide receiver N'Keal Harry to attend training camp in his ongoing preparation for team activities. Harry currently has plans to train with TJ Huzumagada. Per source. Well, first of all, why is this news? Because
no, I don't know.
What is N'Keal Harry going to do? He has to go to camp. What's he going to pay the fine every day? What is the fine, Andy?
40,000, I believe.
I thought it was it's probably. I think it's 40 to 50. I think so Aaron Rodgers was like 50K. Yeah.
So his base 40, salary this year is 1.4 million, and he's going to come in and pay the $50,000 every single day just to do what? To make a statement?
I don't understand it. Like talk about Captain Obvious. Why don't we just do all of these? You want to do breaking news? Pick a Patriots player and say he's planning on attending training camp. Whoever you want. Pick anybody.
I was like,
anybody.
Why is like, of course you're going to training camp.
There's one that isn't, but all the others, all 89 players, there's one. His name is Stephon Gilmore. We'll get into him.
Right.
If you report on him planning to attend training camp, that's called news.
Yeah.
The other 89 guys, not news.
So why do all these people retweet this like it's news? To me, what were the chances he was going to show up? 100%.
Yes.
There wasn't even a fraction of 1% that he was going to hold out. Where
he needs to
from?
Collect money from the National Football League as long as possible. Because right now, the paychecks could be at the end of the end of that tunnel could be coming. And he's going to not only risk the paychecks, but also owe them money by it's the dumbest, one of the dumbest things we've ever discussed.
I was like,
and we just talked about Cassius Marsh. That was really dumb. We're going one segment dumber than the previous.
Well, Jocena Anderson.
That's what we do in the afternoon here.
I need to show I'm still, you know, plugged into what's going on. Who could I call to give me some really cool information? N'Keal, what's the update, man? I heard you weren't happy. You want to be traded. Are you going to show up at camp? Well, you know, right now we're planning on going.
Things could change.
You know what? You don't know how I roll. You know, can you put that camera on me? Put the camera on me.
Y'all put the camera on me, please.
To me is, of course. The better question is, will he be cut before camp ends?
That's a better question.
That is it. So go talk to the. I'm hearing that N'Keal Harry may not even make it to the 53-man roster.
That is correct.
That would be some good news.
They also treat players like crap.
No lunch.
N'Keal Harry, reason they're not feeding him.
He wouldn't be at camp. Would be if they were trying to trade him and wanted him to stay healthy, I guess. Because he's a guy that's always dinged up. Every practice ends with him talking to a trainer.
I was wondering, like, a guy like that, okay, so you know that, listen, the relationship is kind of souring now.
Yeah.
Do you work your ass off so you're more attractive to other teams so the team that is negotiating your trade has more options? So, like, if you're going to practice against the New York Giants and the Philadelphia Eagles, okay, joint practices – or do you kind of tank it? Do you kind of woe is me it?
No.
Like,
because I know I don't fit here, so I am showing off to try to entice somebody
somewhere.
Or
maybe make them rethink their own decision.
You know, but I don't want to be here.
Well, if I were him, I wouldn't want to be here. It doesn't work. He doesn't fit the culture, the offense, whatever.
He's not going to be here.
So, yes, the if fact I'm that practicing his agent, against yeah, anybody, already, yeah. showing off to get Daniel Jones, yes, you can be my quarterback. Hurts, you can be my quarterback.
He may be one of those guys that just say he will like thrive in like a practice environment. No real circumstances on the line, you know, scripted plays. You can actually look at the plays beforehand. You don't, you know,
pick your spots.
Pick your spots, right? Hey, you know what? I'm going to go on one-on-ones. I'm going to go on against this guy. I'm going to make sure this guy throws me the ball. It's not going to be Cam Newton, right? So the percentage of me actually catching the ball can be higher because he'll just put it in an easier position.
But I also think there's a lot of pointing Stephen A. like almost coming out of his camp. Remember we had the thing last year where Henry McKenna wrote the story saying that his throwing coach was blaming Cam Newton. Mm-hmm. You know, Cam didn't know the offense and Cam's not the most accurate quarterback. If we had a real quarterback throwing him the ball, he'd be better. Like there's always, it's somebody else's fault. There's definitely the insinuation in the statement where he has to be traded about, you know, he's only gotten X number of targets in 2 years.
Opportunities, yeah.
The reality is, you're not good. You haven't looked good from day one. I'll go to my grave. I was doing live radio with Dale Arnold, Dale and Keefe show from the upper deck at Gillette Stadium, training camp. Was it 2 years ago now? 3 years ago?
The good
his rookie
days.
Year. And I started laughing. And Dale goes, "What are you laughing at?" I said, "Nikhil Harry stinks. Someone tell him to take the ankle weights off when he's running drills. I've never seen such slow feet."
Yeah.
And I immediately said, "Jacoby Myers will have a better career than Nikhil Harry."
Yeah.
It was obvious. I got to think the coaches saw it.
Like, good take, Andy.
We took this guy in the first round. Why'd we do that? Like, he stinks.
I know. It just brings me down a different road as far as just their inability to like miss it.
Well, now you get into whose pick was it? Did Bill lean on some information he had? Did Bill make the pick?
And the
did
other the guys that were available and drafted that same year.
They were all good.
It's like, okay. And then when his own coach, it's like you don't talk to the head coach who was in the pros, coached two different teams in the pros, played in the pros, played against you as a coach in the pros, and you didn't talk to him.
I thought that was interesting.
I thought he
had no relationship, that he wouldn't just ask. You know, Edwards, just give me an idea. What? Tell me a little bit about the guy. And apparently he had somebody that was on the staff or left the staff who he did talk to and he felt comfortable with.
So when the head coach of the team compares him to Dez Bryant, you sit there and go, wow, huh, wow. That there could be some exciting times with him, but he's also a train wreck.
Mm-hmm.
And he won't see 10 years in the league. You know, he'll have two, three,
about 3 years in the league.
I just feel like it's, you know, he's not, you know, Justin Blackman from Oklahoma State. I mean, I thought Dez Bryant had a much better career than Justin Blackman. But I don't know. I just don't get how they missed that one.
I don't either. And it's one thing to say, okay, he should be a possession receiver or a red zone target. So forget about the feet we're talking about. Not everybody has to look like Julian Edelman or Wes Welk or quick feet, all that. No, but when you're taking a guy in the first round, doesn't he have to check off a lot of boxes? Like, I'm fine. Remember the whole PK Sam thing? They drafted PK Sam as like a fifth round pick, and he's a big receiver. And apparently Bill, I think it was in one of Holly's books, said, if we hit on this guy, we have our red zone target for the next 6 years. Yeah, that's the fifth round. That's fine. Like a red zone, a roll, possession receiver. A receiver you take for the first time ever in the first round, your goal should be Pro Bowl, game-changing, does a lot of things, not a niche player, not a role player. I just don't understand how they could have watched him work out and say, huh, how come he doesn't really create separate?
Yeah.
He's good at contested balls, but why are they always contested, right?
Yeah.
Footwork. He had bad footwork. Then he got the foot doctor or whatever he was, and it didn't do any good. He still has no footwork or whatever.
And he doesn't have great hands.
Is it possible that if he went to a franchise that actually served lunch every day, that he'd be a much better player? Is that possible?
More energy, be a little quicker, a bounce in his step.
But you don't have a lunch, period.
But this is as big a bust as you're going to find with the Patriots, because they've done this before, but it's been injuries, okay?
Sure.
And so, okay, injuries can happen. A lot of times you take a shot on a guy, you probably draft him a little bit higher than you would because, you know, you look at position or whatever. In this case, there's been no real major injury that first year for what? First half of the season or whatever.
Yeah, he was on IR to start his rookie season.
A lot of guys do that.
Right. And I don't even know how serious an injury that was, or that might have been, you're just not ready, so we're going to put you on IR with this injury, and we'll see you halfway through the disaster. And I don't think he's a malicious kid. Like, he doesn't seem like there's a lot of off-field issues.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what his makeup mentality is. Remember he had that story a couple of years ago, too, about, nah, I'm not going to stress out. I'm just going to play video games and see where... Well, that's not what you should be saying.
Right.
Like, you should be stressing out because your career is going down bust lane
quickly. Maybe he does have trouble with the learning curve here, trying to figure all of this stuff out. Maybe that's an issue. Maybe he doesn't put enough time. He doesn't devote enough time to it. You know, he's got like $8 million guaranteed, right, in this first contract?
Yes.
I think it's $8 million. So that's a lot of money for somebody that didn't have it to begin with, and you look at it and you say, I'm good now. You know, I can kind of, I don't know. There are some players, as you know, that are like that, and that's why you got to know a lot about these players when you're going out and drafting, especially in the first round, and a lot of what they are off the field.
Good news is he's planning on coming to camp. Planning on showing up.
No, he's going to be there, all right.
By the way, I'm planning on showing up for Thursday's show because they told me to.
Yeah. Did they?
I can just see Bears running into Bill's office. He's going to be here, Coach. Coach, he's going to be here. Crisis averted.
I don't think Stephon Gilmore is going to be there for the first day of camp unless they work something out. Andy Hart wrote about all of this and how the Patriots' success could hinge on his contract situation. We'll get to it coming up next. And big deal or no big deal coming up at 4:30.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier. Glenn, Lou, and Christian. On Sports Radio WEEI.
Bringing you up. Beam me up, Scotty.
This is my music right here.
Oh.
Party,
he lost me. With drugs?
Yeah.
We're back in 2015.
Yeah, how drunk am I right now? Am I back in high school? Am I really DJ, trying to get someone's attention?
You're a poolside in Vegas right now, by the way.
See, this
that's the soundtrack.
Okay, this is Spaz.
The fluorescent got the lighting white, in here doesn't work with Spaz, the music.
Spaz has got the white man overbite clap dance.
Yeah, he does.
Okay, there is no real movement whatsoever. He just, oh, yeah, I'm clapping. That's my dance. Yeah, I got the beat down.
Welcome to the club, ladies.
He's white and short. That's a problem for the big fellow over here. We're going to get to that later on.
About me being white and short?
No, yeah, you know, anti-short people. You have problems.
Heightist.
With people that are a little bit smaller.
Who said tall is better?
Yeah, who said that?
Tall people.
Yeah,
probably.
Talk to me when the floods show up.
Okay.
Yeah. Talk to me then.
Wait, don't we want to be tall in a flood?
I was going to say.
His head is higher.
Aren't we going to drown first?
Clarify. We know it's coming first before anybody else. Jeremy Fowler, VSPN.
That was terrible. He's just counting the days.
I am counting the days.
So what is Friday?
So Jeremy Fowler's on the Ken and Curtis show on Saturday.
Highly rated Ken and Curtis.
And he broke down Stephon Gilmore's comp for a new deal.
Well, you know, to get his age has to play into this. At 30 years old, it's going to be hard to get like a Jalen Ramsey type deal. And I think he knows that, but you know, it can't be an insulting number. You know, I think one comp that was thrown out to me that I thought was interesting was, say, like a Darius Slay, who last year at age 29 signed a 3-year, $50 million deal. You know, Gilmore is considered a better player, but he's a year older, so maybe there's a sweet spot in that kind of area, you know, a shorter term type deal. You know, Jason Shayett, who is Stephon Gilmore's agent, is with an agency that typically does. They like to do shorter-term deals that necessarily aren't huge numbers but are high in guarantees. So you could look for maybe a 2 to 3 year deal where it's not like an obscene number as on a per-year average, but he's like guaranteed to make most or all the deal. I think that's what you could expect. So I'm thinking 2 to 3 years, and, you know, it's got to be over $15 million, but I don't necessarily think it has to be much higher than that.
First of all, Gilmore's 31. I believe Darius Slay is 29.
There's a 2-year difference in terms of the age when they play the season.
And there's a big, huge difference when you're talking about 29 and 31 and attaching 3 years onto that.
Yes.
Big, huge difference.
At cornerback, too.
At cornerback,
it's a position that is, you fall off the map, kind of.
Pretty quickly.
I mean, I know a lot of NFL positions post 30 tend to fall off the map, but investing significant money in a 31-year-old. When he steps on the field this year, he's 31.
Big difference. So, Andy Hart, you wrote about this on WEEI.com, that the Patriots' success could hinge on this whole contract situation. Mm. So, expound.
Well, I know the typical argument in the NFL is everything hinges on what? The quarterback, right?
Right.
Yeah. The quarterback's most important. Yeah, except you're not going to have a quarterback either way that's going to be really good. I'm pretty confident in that the best-case scenario is you get average quarterback play. Cam Newton, if that's your flavor, Cam Newton could be an average quarterback if he has a bounce-back year. Or Mac Jones could be an average quarterback if he has a good rookie year. Neither guy is going to be a top 10 carry-your-team-to-success quarterback. This offense has a lot of questions. The defense is where this team is going to win and lose games, in my opinion. I think the front is reloaded. Hightower, Van Oy are back. Linebackers, you are built to, cliche here, run the ball and play defense.
And you can stop the run.
Yes.
This year, which you couldn't last year.
Correct. So all of that, though, when defenses are good in the NFL, you know what they have? Number one cornerback. Always. Including here in New England.
Yeah.
Whether you want to say Gilmore and the Boogeymen, Darrell Revis and the Browner Super Bowl team, Ty Law in the early days. Number one corner is first box you check off toward going down the road of a really good defense.
Right.
They also don't have anybody to step in and get the hell out of here with you, J.C. Jacksons. You can stick that in your back pocket and you can go home with it. J.C. Jackson, good player. We saw last year when he steps up to number one corner, what happens? The other team throws the ball successfully more often.
You are 100% right.
So your season this year, you're going to need to play defense to win. You're going to need Stephon Gilmore to play good defense. So et al. By the transitive property, my friends, Stephon Gilmore is what this season hinges on.
It's a good point.
Yeah, because that's why the negotiations are pretty simple. Because I think the Patriots know that also. Yes, the Patriots know that also.
But what's the asking price?
I mean, I don't know. Put the zeros wherever you want. My point, they're simple because as far as leverage, as far as you needing me more than I know that you need me. I think the Patriots think just like you. They know it. And there's not another guy. And I think they like J.C. Jackson, but He's a good number two.
Yes.
Okay? But he's not a number one. It's like in baseball. Like, there's only, like, if you're, there's aces and there's number ones. And I think there's a clear difference between the two. Right? I think Chris Sale is like an ace when he's healthy. Mm-hmm. You know, the other guys, I mean, it's hit and miss sometimes. But that's why I think that this is an easy thing. He'll be signed before the first game. I don't know what they'll end up giving him, but it'll be in line with some of these other guys that he's already talking about.
So would you give him 3 years, $50 million, $28 million guaranteed?
I think me personally, I would be happy with a 2 year deal, third year option. And I'll backload it, and I'll make it look like you're the highest paid corner in the league, so your ego isn't hurt.
But what's he taking home over the next 2 years? Is he taking home $30 million?
No, I think he'll probably. Well, you know what? In 2 years,
with
if they
some
read
dead
it,
money on the back end,
I would probably say he's probably around 12
total.
No, 12 per
each
year.
Per year,
12 per year. I think he's about $24 million, which is the going rate.
Like it's a little below. I think he wants to be up
by 14. But wait a minute. I mean, we all want, like, you want to be taller.
Oh, here he goes again. Here you go.
Yeah. Why would like to be smarter? How about that? Look, I'll insult myself. I wish I was smarter.
Okay.
I wish I knew a Seahawk was a
real bird.
I wish
I was a little bit smaller.
No, but I mean, don't you think, like, okay, because each side needs to compromise a little. No one's going to get everything they want.
Correct. So I agree with you about disguising the thing to make it look better. Because I think that's always part of it, especially with the agent. The agent always wants that to look really good.
And he tweeted. Remember the little screen capture with the average annual salary? Right. So he cares. He wants to be not only on that list, but near the top of that list. And you can do that Christian's way. It doesn't have to be real money.
But he also has to be realistic. When you talk about him having leverage, and I agree he's got leverage for basically what Andy just said. On the other hand, he doesn't have the leverage to the point where he can sit there and hold out and suddenly say, well, screw them. I'm not going to play. I'm not going to do this deal because I want a 3 year deal at $50 million or whatever. If he does that, he's in trouble because they'll make him play or hold out for the $7 million. Now he goes into the free agent pool at age 32, and he's not getting a 3 year deal at that point. It's $50 million.
Age is definitely an issue here.
Sure is.
But part of the leverage, now, we talked about the on field leverage. Is there any emotional leverage that you could play? And I don't know how you deliver this news, but hey, Bill, do you see who come into town week four? Who's that? Who's on that offense? Is that Tom Brady I see coming? It's weird, Bill. I've always heard that Belichick versus Brady was a thing, and maybe Brady's got the upper hand because he left and he won the Super Bowl and you missed the play. Now in your home under the banners that Tom brought to Foxborough.
You're going that route.
You're going to face Tom Brady like without a number one corner?
No, it's a great way of playing a leverage. You sign me and you start feeding the guys lunch. And I think we have a shot.
You have a lunch.
We have a shot against Brady.
The other thing that I would say, because I'd be scared, as the great Glenn Ordway likes to say.
A scared.
Yeah. To give him big money at 31.
That's just the
reality of the sport.
And I don't think Bill will.
But the problem is, they overpaid for everybody. They overpaid for Hunter Henry. They overpaid for Jonnu Smith. They overpaid for Matthew Judon. Why? Because when you're down and you have money and you have holes to fill, sometimes you have to overpay. So if you're going to overpay all those guys, does it make sense to then go into the season without your best defensive player?
Bill overpays when he knows he's got to go get somebody else on his team. He does not overpay when you're already here and you're holding him out for more money. And Bill may look at it this way. You wanted money last year, and we moved it for you.
But
we
all you did was give me an advance. Yeah. That was my money either way. Yeah. Whether I get it now or later, you advanced.
Yeah. Okay, but now what you're doing is you want more money.
Yes.
After we already advanced you. So you want us to advance you next year to this year. We'll do that. We'll give you a deal for next year and the year after, and then we'll advance you your money for 2022 in 2021.
Oh, Bill, as long as I walk home with $14 million this season and do probably 25 of the next couple of years, do what you want. Right. Otherwise, Bill, tell Tom I said hi. Yeah. And Mike Evans, we go way back, too. Yeah. Tell Evans and Godwin I said hi. And JC, good luck, kid.
Yeah, so, you know, it really is. Sometimes the deal does work with both sides. Like,
yes.
Each side can win. I think this is one of those situations where Bill has to admit that, listen, that the dude's underpaid. He's still got value. Tyler brought this contract in of Joe Hayden, which was back in 2019 for 2 years, $22.4 million. And what is about, $16 million guaranteed? And that's a big chunk of it, too. I think realistically, that's kind of he's kind of around $12 million a year.
Which, I'd be fine with that.
Which do I it think, your way with like maybe there's on paper a third year.
Yeah,
a
I'll
dummy
give you
year,
an option.
I can divvy
you know,
it out
we,
or something.
It'll force us to talk. Yeah. And maybe I can stay for a realistic number, but I want the guaranteed money. I want a big number at the end. So when I hang out with my friends and we're all drinking wine in Cancun, I can say I made $50 million right. in a 3-year deal. Right.
The only question I would have is we say he has the leverage, but is he willing to use the leverage? Because you got to be willing to walk away, right? To hold out, to accrue the fines, or even say, listen, I put a number on my services. I'm a $14 million corner that's only being paid $7 this year. If you don't want to pay me, I won't play. That's fine. I'll go. But I've collected $80 million over the last 8 years or whatever.
He can't do that.
Can't do what?
He can't hold out and say, I'm not going to do anything with New England because he's a year older when he gets into the free agent market. Now try to get a 3-year deal.
No chance of doing that.
The way to play this out for him is to show up, do everything right because they like that. Okay, you know, we're working together. I think there is a.
They already have an excuse for that, though.
Some sort of agreement where we're going to get this done. And if it doesn't work out, and then you've gone through the whole offseason and the Philly practices and the Giants practices, then you say, bye. Now I'm leaving you with no options whatsoever.
What if I tore my ACL in that time?
Well,
there is some
risk, obviously. You know, or you.
I like
you
my
hold
way
out
better.
For $40,000 a day.
I think he already gave it to
that
you.
You're
though.
Not going
to
get back.
He already gave it to you. He told you already. He doesn't know if he's going to be ready physically
for
true. Camp.
So that wasn't out. You're right.
That is the out. So yeah. They can negotiate.
A little sore right now.
Exactly.
They kink in this.
They can negotiate for the first week of camp without embarrassing him. And when you're down there and you start asking Bill, you know, what's the story for Gilmore? Well, you know. He's physically, we're getting him back. That's what.
Well, he won't have a travel issue that time.
No, it won't be
a travel issue. And I didn't take attendance at meetings, so I'm not sure whether he's here.
Oh, that's
not
right,
here.
Attendance. Roll call. Let's do roll call. This hour being sponsored by Isaacson Solar. Of course, the big fellow over here has solar at Isaacson, and he absolutely loves it. IsaacsonSolar.com. Big deal or no big deal. It's next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Glenn Ordway, Lou Merlone, and Christian Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
You got anything to say for yourself?
We didn't think it was that big a deal.
No big deal.
It's a big deal.
Big deal.
Big deal.
Kind of a big deal in New England right now.
No big deal.
Not that big a deal.
Not a big deal, huh?
Why does that make such a big deal? I don't understand that.
No big deal.
Big deal.
Is Joe Biden getting a bad deal here?
Oh, big deal, no big deal. Brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. Losing your hair? Anybody? Any? It's kind of a big deal. It was for me, at least.
I would say.
Treating it with Dr. Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, not a big deal. Give him a call now at 1-800-GET-HAIR. It sounds like this when I wish I lived in Arkansas. You've never heard that before, have you?
No.
Do you guys remember Jake Beckett?
Sure yes.
Jake Beckett.
He joined the show once, two years ago.
That's right. We have friend of the show.
Not one of the most hated expatriates.
No.
You don't have a lunch, period.
Yep. Yeah. So the former New England Patriot and U.S. Army veteran announced Monday he will challenge two-term incumbent Senator John Boozman for the Republican nomination in his home state of Arkansas next year. He released a campaign video.
Arkansas is God's country. It's my home, full of red-blooded American patriots. It was just an idyllic place to grow up. Be a young kid, to be outside in the great outdoors in the natural state, to play sports, to hunt and fish. It's a place that takes football very seriously and takes our way of life very seriously. And it's a place that is fiercely independent and protective of Arkansas culture, in a place where traditional family values, faith, liberty, and freedom are encouraged and protected.
All right, I'm not sure if you know how this works, Andy. Jake Beckett running for senator, big deal or no big deal?
I'm going to say big deal, and I'm going to say he's going to have a more impressive political career than football career. I mean, the guy's got the military,
yeah.
God, football. Yeah. Like, look at him. He's got that appeal visually. Yeah. I think he not only wins this election against the booze bag or whatever you call it.
Boozman. Yeah, it's a real name.
And I think he's a rising star politically.
So you think he's going to win?
Yes.
Is this guy,
I did no research on Boozman.
I would say this. So he's running.
So you're like Stephen A. Come in here with no research.
Made fun of a name. Just flew off the handle. Right.
So I'll go
Beckett
to you next
beats
there.
Boozman.
I'll go to you next, Glenn.
Don't put the camera on me, please.
He has, you know who endorses him?
Oh,
President Donald Trump.
Of course he does.
Oh, yeah. He's
yeah. You already heard it.
But I got to think that'll country work there.
Yeah. Big deal or no big deal? What do you think?
Well, it's a big deal. I mean, he's on to a new career. And again, I know nothing about Arkansas politics.
Really?
Unless we want to go back to the Clinton, governor.
But don't you think that football will help him?
Football being a Razorback will help him. Patriot, God.
Patriot?
Yes, I think there could be, especially with him running, there could be a conservative backlash right now out there. And it's probably a perfect time for him to run in a place like Arkansas.
I'm wondering, because, he obviously, it's
what
rare.
You mean, place very, like Arkansas?
It's very rare where somebody will leave the NFL, although he didn't have a great career. Okay,
not really much
but
of a career
still
at
was,
all.
He was still drafted into the NFL.
Yes.
There
have been a lot of football
then
players,
then he went to the military.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's
different.
I think it was intentional.
So I think
it was part of a plan.
Yes.
And that plan ends up in Washington.
Yep. I agree. And it's one of those things where, listen, you got to run, at least get your first one out of the way. You're probably going to lose. Okay. But after that, then you'll run again.
Well, you know what they say? The Patriots run like a military. They don't have lunch. True. They don't do anything. So why not just go into the real
What's
military?
The right? At least they give you MREs in the military.
Yeah. All right. So Rob Manfred, has been speaking again.
Boozman.
So I don't know. There was a lot of rules, new rules that existed because of COVID-19. And some of them I really liked and some of them I didn't. But the one I think that I like that I can't believe they're actually getting away with is they're going to put an end to the 7-inning doubleheaders and the runner on second base in extra innings. Glenn, big deal or no big deal?
Big deal. They make no sense. It's typical Major League Baseball. We talked earlier, and we'll do it in the next hour, about last night in the Home Run Derby. It would not surprise me at all if Major League Baseball announced that they're going to double the time of the Home Run Derby for next year, and they're going to have like 8 minutes of you hitting home runs because Major League Baseball always does it wrong. The doubleheaders are not pre-planned before the season begins. They are because you've had bad weather and rainouts, and because you're playing the season so early along the Eastern Seaboard. So why not have 7-inning games so you can get all of the games in? I mean, it makes all the sense in the world. And the extra inning stuff, what are we going to go back to playing 17, 18, 20 inning games? It's foolish, but it's baseball. This is what Manfred does.
What do you got,
By the
Andy?
Way, booed. Did you notice at the draft the other night? Booed the way Roger Goodell gets booed now.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a sense of
pride.
What
do you got, big deal? No big deal.
I think it's a big deal because it feels like a step backwards, like a wrong direction step. First of all, who complains about 7-inning doubleheaders? Like, who misses out? Anywhere. Like, who would the person saying, yeah, those are terrible, get rid of them? I don't understand it.
I wish all the games were 7-inning.
Well, I know you're kind of joking. I'm not. I'm an advocate of 7-inning baseball.
Yeah.
Go from a starter to a closer, make the at-bats matter more, get rid of the stupid middle relievers and the lefty specialists and all these idiots. I'm all for it. And I'm not as down on removing the run. I think that's a gimmick, the runner on second base, a little bit. But it just feels like they're continuing to avoid the problem, continuing to make missteps toward making a better product. So big deal, dumb.
But Andy, it might be a gimmick, but what it does is it cuts back. These games are ending in the 10th inning now, or the 11th inning. Right. We're not going 20 innings anymore.
Yeah, my issue is that they're just so, just in love with the rules, and they romanticize this sport so much that they refuse to kind of catch up to the times. They had an opportunity to improve the game and make it more enjoyable and not as long, and then they decide to just to get rid of it.
You know what?
Like, nobody was complaining about it.
Romanticizing is ignoring something that's bad just because of nostalgia. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Like,
or
you can
emotional connection right. from years past.
It's TV shows. You yeah. do it all the time. Something yeah. you loved as a kid, and you go back and you watch it, and you're like, yeah. this kind of sucks.
I've right? a lot of it with, like, college restaurants.
Yeah. And you like, go back, and you're like,
this place was only good when I was drunk.
It was only good drunk and yeah, cheap.
Totally. Now I have money. I want good food.
Exactly. This food is greasy. Oh, that's what I liked about it.
Romanticizing yeah. Is a way of saying it's really not that good.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys remember Rob Schneider?
Sure.
Yeah.
From
yeah.
movies like Deuce Bigelow.
Yeah. Male Gigolo.
That's
right. A huge.
The Animal.
Never won an Academy Award, right?
Never won. Saturday Night yep. Live. I had no idea
of Adam Sandler's movies,
yeah.
too.
Yes, and bit roles, right?
Yeah.
I had no idea that this guy was so into, like, anti-vaccination. So he went on a small little Twitter rant where he says, just say no and keep saying no. Over half of the U.S. population is continuing to say no to this unapproved experimental gene therapy, he calls it. And then he quotes, "My body, my choice. Second Amendment is for us. Big deal, no big deal."
No big deal, because he's Rob Schneider. Like, he's Adam Sandler's boy. Like, I mean, do I really care what Rob Schneider thinks? Are there all kinds of people that are going to, like, follow Rob Schneider in their health decisions?
It is.
His most famous line is, "Oh, no, we suck again yeah. in the water, boy."
Like, it's true. That's another great line.
It's a great line, but he's irrelevant. What do I care what Rob Schneider thinks?
You wouldn't trust a guy that does movies like this?
Rob Schneider was an animal. Then he was a woman. And now Rob Schneider is a stapler. And he's about to find out that being a stapler is harder than it looks.
I mean,
Rob
this
Schneider is the stapler. Rated PG-13.
Glenn, this is the voice of reason for vaccinations today. Rob Schneider.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. And the only thing I would resent here is he's lecturing people. I was going to say to him, if you don't want to get vaccinated, I don't have an issue with it, because I've protected myself. My family's been protected. So if you want to go on your own and you tell me that you're not going to put something in your body that you don't feel comfortable with, you're on your own. And if you get COVID, good luck to you. But the fact that he's out lecturing everybody else, do what you want to do. Just don't lecture me.
It's just weird.
I don't
want to
hear the lecture.
For all the roles that he plays, you would never think that he would be so militant and just out there. Like, although the stupid, you know, like,
well,
he turns into an animal. He talks into a... Did you guys... Actually, this is an odd little coincidence also. His daughter is, like, a real popular, famous singer. I don't know if you've Who? Ever... I don't even know. Elle King. She doesn't even have the same last name.
Oh, Elle King I've heard of.
Have you?
Yeah.
Have you heard this song before?
Yeah.
Did you know that was his daughter?
No.
No. I've heard this song, yeah.
This is Rob Schneider's daughter.
Really?
I know. You were having the same response that I had.
Yeah.
I said, that's his daughter?
Yeah.
Like, he's got a talented child. He's been in these weird, wacky movies.
Are you saying he's not talented? Are you saying
I just think, you know, the whole militant acts, anti-vax, you know, rhetoric that he pushes out there is so opposite of how he is in movies. I guess it happens fine, but... when I saw it, I was like, wow, this guy is pushing this hard. I did not think it would come from him. All right.
I can't believe you were right on that. You were so wrong on the Seahawk thing, but you're right. Elle King's his daughter.
Right?
Girl, you look good. Won't you vax that thing?
I can tell you right now, percentage of being right for the big fella, 18.2%. Hey, we've monitored it.
Last one. All right. So the whole draft process, and you've been involved with a lot of these,
yeah.
Andy. Just, you know, the combine, Indianapolis and for football and basketball. It's the same way, I guess, because this is from Dwayne Casey. He said that in their interviews with draft prospects is one of the things that they ask them is whether or not they make their beds in the morning. He said it can indicate whether they set the tone for their day or how organized they are. Big deal, no big deal. Dwayne Casey asking players if they make their bed to determine whether or not they're committed to playing basketball.
Asking them is a big deal because it's really stupid. I guarantee you I could counter this. I could do a quick study where I would ask Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, LeBron James, a bunch of greats, Do you make your bed? And the first time one of them says no, I'd say, you idiot! He's the greatest of all time, yeah. And he doesn't make
it. Let's pass on him.
It's so dumb.
Sam Bowie.
You're going to pass his bed. On a
Jordan
guy?
Jordan doesn't.
Right. Like, what are we doing here? You're going to pass on a guy because he doesn't make his bed. He does everything else. Dominates in whatever sport you're drafting for. Works hard in the weight room. Does community service. All of that.
Nah. He doesn't make his bed.
Yeah, you'd have to show me some stats out there that tell me that the guys who make their bids are 10 times more likely to be NBA All-Stars than the guys that don't.
Because
I don't know why you'd ask the question. Right, I don't know why you'd ask
Who makes their bed? Do you make your bed?
No.
I don't either.
I didn't make
Do you make your bed?
No.
And when I was in college.
Mildly successful at this point in our
careers. Radio, you can get away with it.
But I would say, like, so that's a military mentality.
Yeah.
Like, a guy that grew up, his dad was in the military. Hey, I got to bounce a quarter off the bed. Belichick, that shows discipline.
Oh, probably. But you don't know what's worse? It's a man who thinks there's only one way to do things. Like, you can, if you don't start your day making your bed, then the day's over. Like,
well, I mean,
I don't want people that are that rigid.
I don't want people that are that tied to one way of thinking about players, because there's no way.
So stupid.
No, I mean, because the questions that during the draft process are usually pretty uncomfortable, right? The whole Des Bryant, it was a Justin Blackman where the scout asked him about his mom.
Whether she was a hooker or not.
Was that right, Tyler? Was
Miami,
that Justin
right?
Blackman?
That was Des Bryant.
Yeah. Oh, it was Des Bryant.
Miami, right? They asked it, right? Was it an interview with Miami?
Jeff Ireland.
Jeff Ireland.
They had real personal with his mother. Like, what does that have to do with whether or not I can catch football?
That makes making your bed mild. That's a mild question compared to
my bed is nothing.
Yeah. These questions that they get into are like, well, could you kill a man with a brick?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I could if
I had. That is like the New York Giants used to have like a 100 something crazy question test that nobody finished. And the questions were like that. If you got in a fight, or would you use a brick, a stick, or it was like so stupid. Like, and then I remember Tony Boselli coming in to the meeting, into the little room that they put all the draft picks in there. And then he said, hey, when are you guys picking? And I think the Giants said, oh, we're picking like 6. And he said, oh, you're too late for me. And he walked out of the room.
And that's what I love.
He just left the room.
Or like Dion or
took it like this and just threw it in the air and walked out.
Just to say, what the bleep does this have to do about football?
Zero.
So was that the problem with the Patriots drafting N'Keal Harry? They didn't ask him whether he made his bed or not?
We should. What do you think Cam Newton makes his bed?
He gets up too early. He gets up at like 3:30.
That other guy makes his bed. The hype.
The guy that like the guy that is asking the questions or the guy that.
By the way, we forgot to mention the other day when we talked about Cam Newton and this little snippet of the 86 days and whatever, that he was listening in the car ride
to Dale
and Keith 93.7 WEEI.
Right.
So he has one strength at this point.
Good. Yes. There you go.
Taste on the music.
I wonder if they were ripping. I wonder how he reacts when he hears criticism of himself.
In that video, the guy said, oh, they got you ranked in the bottom third of the league of quarterbacks.
You?
I said that. The other honks, Keith had him like 10th. Shime had him at like 11th.
Yeah?
I ranked him 23rd. I said he stinks, and I was too high.
So do you think all people that listen to you are driving around in a limo smoking cigars? Is that what you think?
That's my audience. These are my people. These are my people.
All right, boys, there you go. Big deal or no big deal, we got another hour to go right here on OMF. Andy Hart in for Lou.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.